Hey everybody, stay tuned today where I'm talking to Wayne about building your cloud adoption plan, and he's going to be taking me through how to use Azure DevOps templates to do that. Welcome to the Azure Enablement Show. In this show, we're having technical conversations with Microsoft experts about some of the questions or concerns that you might have within your cloud adoption journey. Now, in previous episodes of the show, we talked about the cloud adoption framework and how it can help accelerate your cloud adoption journey. In today's episode, I'm welcoming back Wayne, who is the cloud adoption lead for the US, and he's going to be helping me dive into planning your cloud adoption and some of the templates and resources that can help you build that plan. Welcome back to the show, Wayne. It's good to have you here.
Hey, thank you for having me back.
No worries. Now, in the previous episode, you talked about some of the templates and resources that we have available to help build that cloud adoption plan. I'm hoping today you're going to help me dive deeper into some of those Azure DevOps templates that I've heard people mention as well. Is that possible?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a huge fan of what we've done in this space. I think just hearing from customers, they're looking for direction, they're looking for guidance, they're looking for consistency, and I think just having to build some of those through these DevOps templates has been really, really useful for them to be able to understand how to approach certain projects, everything from planning through to different products that they're going to deploy, through to kind of specific projects. So there's just so much depth in there, and I'm happy to jump in and let's kind of show you what we have.
Awesome. I learn by seeing, Wayne. So if you can show me the templates, that would be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of if you can see my screen, I kind of jumped into the Cloud Adoption Framework site. Just for reference, we've got all of these kind of plugged in underneath the various tools. And so if you just jump in and you look at the strategy and plan template under strategy, you've actually got a ReadyGov and ADO template. We've kind of got a bunch of other templates that are in place as well that we've done for governance. We've actually got some migration templates that are in place and deployment templates. So I'll show you where all those are. The team have actually built out a really cool tool that when you jump in and go into it, you'll actually be able to go and actually select the various templates. So everything from just immediate little projects where you may want to kick off, say, something like a smart hotel or a clinic app into DevOps labs and some learning content that we've got available there. There's some community-based templates that have been built out as well. And then we've got a bunch that we've actually surfaced up through the adoption framework just with various teams that have been building them. And so think about these teams or these templates as a set of projects with all the various work items in them. So I could go in and say, hey, I've got a project around building out a modern data warehouse. Select the template, select the organization that I want to go and deploy it into, which would be mine. And I'm going to go and give this a name, and I'm going to call it, Lean kind of project. And let's hit that and go and create. So that'll actually run and deploy it into my own existing kind of environment. So I've actually already done this. So whilst that's, I'm not going to sit and watch this, but you'll see these projects are now deployed into your Azure ADO environment. I've got a whole series of them that I've been working on, but we'll go through and actually take a look at the knowledge mining one just for context as we go through it. So really, really powerful way to be able to quickly take a series of these projects and actually get them deployed. Now, when I go in and I look at the boards, I'll be able to see my backlog of work. Within this backlog of work for this particular project, you can see we've got everything from how do we go and do knowledge mining solution planning through to the actual implementation. If I expand all of them out, you'll see we've got everything from kind of doing readiness. Hey, where should I go and find some tutorials around learning on some of the core technologies that are going to be part of this particular project? If I jump into that, I'll be able to go in and see, hey, I've actually got these links that are taking me directly back into the docs content and the tutorial contents that we've got sitting on kind of the Microsoft Learn platform. We also go in and we start to surface up, content around the adoption plan. What's the importance of kind of connecting back to your CCOE? We talk about your landing zone. So when you think about your landing zone, obviously enterprise scale is our reference architecture and best practice links into how to kind of get into that particular that set of assets sitting on the docs content as well. Similarly, as you go through it, you know, you're looking at, hey, I now need to kind of think about my data source design. Well, relational data, we've got content into there as well. Now, the beauty about all of these things, as I look at this, you know, we've got lots of great content sitting on docs today, but this is not just curating all of that into projects and into work items that organizations can actually go and follow. So I could quite easily turn on and say, hey, for this particular feature planning for the platform, I'm going to actually go and assign that to specific individuals and roles in my organization that may need to go and pick up on that particular, that set of work. And so you could take these projects and actually really start to systematically work through. Now, we've got a lot of depth in these projects. You may find that not all these work items are going to be necessary for you. And so naturally, you know, if you were not interested in monitoring, you could just go and clean up that piece and just delete that user story or that feature. Some of the projects that we're building actually have code associated to them. So you'll see we've actually done this full-blown retail recommender solution, and it's a solution accelerator for a retail entity that says if you wanted to go and on your commerce website, add in some sort of analytics and a recommendation engine, well, now if you go into the backlog and you look at the boards and I expand that one out, you'll see we've actually got a lot of this content sitting in GitHub. So you can actually go and download kind of the data, which we're kind of referring to. We actually go and talk through connecting into the GitHub repo where the actual code and the assets reside. You can pull that back in. So same sort of thing, just step by step by step, taking you through this journey of building out these particular workloads in these particular environments. So I'm a big fan, love it. We continue to build them out, and you'll see a whole bunch of new projects coming down the line as well.
That's pretty awesome, because I think I'm probably guilty of associating Azure DevOps with source control, versioning, CI/CD pipelines, and being able to use that as a project management tool almost is pretty awesome, Wayne. But thinking about it, not everybody will have adopted Azure DevOps and maybe isn't using that as their project management tool. What do they do if they don't want to use Azure DevOps for planning? Is there other ways? Can we plug it into other project management tools for them?
Yeah. So these projects can easily be kind of, you can take them and actually, you know, once you've got it into, you've got those templates, you can actually put them out to a CSV. Once you've got it in the CSV, you can then bring it into one of your other work item tools. There actually are tools, you know, Excel project can connect into DevOps as well. So if you had a free organization that you'd stood up, you could actually deploy it there and pull it up into project, and you've actually can pull those templates into those tools. So yeah, you can absolutely take that into kind of CSVs, and then if you were using Jira or some other work item tool, you could kind of put it into there.
Awesome. So that demo generator that you pulled up, Wayne, where can I go and get that? Is there an easy link for me to remind me where to go?
There is a simple link, and I will follow. It's aka.ms/adopt/plan/generator. It'll take you directly into the generator, and you'll sign in and be able to go and build. One other thing which is kind of neat here, if you are using DevOps today, and you've built out your own project, you can actually go and use this to build your own templates. And so once I've got that particular, you know, once I've got my project done, I could actually go and say, hey, here's a project that's running. If I choose my organization project name, and if I go and build out that from that organization, I could say, hey, here's my particular project. So it's a secure research project that I'm working on. I could analyze that set of assets, download that into kind of a zip file, and I could then reuse that later on in my organization as well. So it's kind of cool to be able to generate artifacts from projects that you're working on as well.
Awesome, that's pretty cool. If people are using these templates, Wayne, and they maybe have feedback or maybe ideas for a template that's missing, what's the best way that they can get a hold of you or the team that are involved in actually making these templates?
We can continue to kind of provide feedback through the various channels. If you're working with account managers, your Microsoft Teams, channel that information through. I think you share it into, you know, I think back on a channel like this to say, hey, you know, Sarah, we've got this kind of idea. I'd love to be able to see that coming back through you all as well. So we'd love to, you know, whatever channel you have back into Microsoft, share it up. And in the US, we'll be continue to help build some of these templates out. And kind of expand upon them to make sure that we're meeting your requirements.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time today, Wayne. I certainly have learned a lot about these templates and also Azure DevOps, so I really do appreciate that. Any of the resources that we have shared during this talk will be in the box below, so please do check that out. And thank you for watching, and please do stay tuned for future episodes of the Azure Enablement Show.